CSX Big Jim's house, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone, my best friend, Ronnie Hall from Henry Ford Hospital. How are you, Ronnie?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Thank you.
Registered nurse, also the president of Henry Ford Hospital Detroit. We wanted to have you on this morning, A, to say thank you for all the hard work that everybody there is doing, and B, we love that you're playing Don't Stop Believing, because we've been playing it every morning at 7 a.m., and now we see the videos of you guys using that to clap people out when they kick coronavirus's ass. It's fantastic.
Yeah, actually, it was something that, the staff kind of came up to the incident command and said, hey, we want a song as we're discharging patients, and this was the unanimous song. So I think it really gets the positive for our employees, giving them hope, and it's making that sure that the patient's telling them, hey, we're not giving up on you.
And now I understand this is we're going to start hearing this at the other Henry Ford hospitals as well, in Macomb and maybe Wyandotte.
Well, yeah, actually, that is true. They too are going to be playing that, and our allegiance is gone with Walking on Sunshine. So, but the rest of the organization is leaning towards the same song that we're playing.
Well, we've been getting listeners here as well, so you know, Ronnie, and we've had people, the musicians from Leonard Skinner to Neil Sean from Journey, saying thank you to all the essential workers here in Detroit, and we're going to keep playing it every morning at 7 a.m. So this is awesome. That video that you guys posted is just, everyone wants, you know what it is? At this time in our lives, we want to win, don't we? Just something that we can say, we got this one. And so when you guys posted that, I hope you understand that for all of us, even people that, you know, are fortunate enough not to be impacted directly by this, we want to win too. And we see that as a victory.
Yeah, that's the way we're going with it. You know, we are doing some just amazing work clinically here. But to make sure that when we get people off ventilators that have been so sick, and you know, we're wheeling them out the door, it's an amazing, just amazing feeling.
I can hear it in your voice, Ronnie, and what you guys are dealing with emotionally. How's the staff holding up?
You know, the staff there, I have to tell you, Henry Ford's staff, they're incredible. And I have to tell you, the community's been great. And the white ribbons that have gone up around the hospital, I didn't think I'd get this emotional, but it is, it's incredible. So thank you for everything. You know, the community, the white ribbons, the staff is just, they're resilient.
We are. We have
awesome. They are.
Yeah. Ronnie, we have a saying here. Since I was a kid, nobody can help everyone, but everyone can help someone. And what you guys are doing, you're directly impacting somebody's life and their family. And as listeners and everybody listening right now, we're all in the same boat. We want to show you guys somehow that we do understand the amazing work that all these people are doing, the men and women. And anyway, by putting up henryford.com/white ribbon, putting up a white ribbon, saying thank you.
Yeah. The white ribbons that have gone up are really incredible. And the staff are, you know, we actually produced some of those plastic white ribbons yesterday. And we brought them in just to hand out at the door so that they could put it up at their homes. And the staff just were so grateful. We probably pushed out about 5,000 of those yesterday for people to take home and put them in their own windows. And they are amazing. They come in every single day. You know, people want to even return back to work, to those that have been exposed, to make sure it's safe to come back to work. So people are in it to win it. And, you know, we're gonna keep on doing the right things for the right reasons.
What have you learned from this on a personal level?
You know, I have to tell you, Henry Ford Hospital just got magnet for their nursing. The physicians are amazing. I would say to you, deep down, for all the community and the city of Detroit, you know, we are a group of people that will continue to drive and make things better, and we're here for everybody else, and we're here for one another. So thank you, everybody.
Now, you know what I wanted to hear, Don't Stop Believing? When you and I are standing next to each other at a Red Wings game at LCA, having a beverage and eating some pizza.
You know what? I'm there with a beverage for you. Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Veronica, Ronnie Hall, the president of Henry Ford Hospital Detroit, and we love you guys. We're going to keep playing Don't Stop Believing every morning at 7 a.m. We're going to watch those videos and just please, please let them know, and everybody listening right now, that we love you guys, all the men and women that are doing this. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for everybody. Thank you for everything that everybody's done. And we're, like I said, we're going to keep on doing all the right things.
That's right. Kick coronavirus in the ass. I don't know if we can make a billboard out of that, but we'll try. So
yeah, kick that one. All right.
All right, Ronnie. Be well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.